grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God, which shall be the basis of our meditation this day, the Holy Spirit has caused to be written in the sixth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, these words of our Lord, "But deliver us from evil." In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, when Luther, in his small catechism, asks the question, "What does this mean regarding this petition?" he answers, "We pray in this petition as the sum of all, that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor. And finally, when our last hour has come, grant us a blessed end, and graciously take us from this veil of tears to himself in heaven." I would suppose that for seminarians who have just received their first calls, or for those who look to that time in the next few years, this past academic year has been most instructive when it comes to the matter of evil. Classes had no more than begun in September when the World Trade Center was hit. And now, as the year quickly comes to its conclusion, we are stunned by the almost daily revelation of pedophilia within the Roman Catholic clergy. We pray that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor. Those events don't leave many of those evils untouched, do they? Bodies and property obliterated, souls and honor disgraced and brought down in shame. If ever there were a year that served as a primer in evil, surely this year would qualify. But in all reality, we don't expect such things as we move to our first parishes. We are going to serve the church, where the people of God gather around word and sacrament. We are there to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus and to watch people grow in their faith as they are nourished by the means God himself provides. We ought to have those expectations, for God himself promises us that as the rains come down and the snows from heaven and return not thither, but water the earth and make it spring forth and bud, so that there may be seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the things whereto I have sent it." It has been 29 years since I sat where some of you sat 10 days ago, but I still recall vividly the sense of excitement and hope that accompanied us on our first calls. And in large measure, I still have that same sense of optimism and joy. For the parish ministry is still the place where day by day you see the Word of God at work in people's lives, where you see transformations take place, where people come to faith, and where they leave this world filled with faith. But that optimism and joy is also tempered by a much greater knowledge of what evil is. When over the course of years a pastor deals with murder and suicides, with adultery and abandonment, with members killed in accidents, homes destroyed by fires, lives shattered by children who have taken the path of drugs, by jobs that are lost when people refuse to go along with dishonesty, you look at the face of evil and know it for what it is. Yes, evil rears its head in the church, and not only among the members, for it seeks to destroy the pastor as well. As many have observed over the years, the devil works overtime on pastors, for he's already got the rest of the world. If he can get you, he's got it made. It is for this reason that St. Paul exhorts the elders at Ephesus, "Take heed unto yourselves and unto the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be on the alert." The media has had a field day with what has happened in American Catholicism, and even some pastors may be tempted to be more than a little self-righteous. But for those who are so tempted, whether it be in regard to the current scandals or others, remember the words of Scripture, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." My brothers, there is no joy in heaven over those who fall. There will be evil in the church and even among the clergy. Beware and be armed that it not come to the church by you, and that you by your conduct push away the very lambs whom the Lord has placed into your flock. Deliver us from evil. My vicarage supervisor wrote a hymn some years ago, one verse of which says, "Fail not, O church of God, to heed the world's sad cry, her anguish need. Thou bleed not, thou canst bless not. Despise not thou the servant's place. So came thy Lord in matchless grace. Christ most holy served the lowly. Thus he taught us, he who sought us, loved and bought us." Church and the world are crying out for deliverance from evil. And we who serve have the answer. We offer it in humility and love, for we have the same need. It is the same answer which we have received, for we who serve have first tasted the grace of Christ ourselves. Jesus lives, the victory's won. Evil has been overcome. The devil has been defeated. He's just a little slow to recognize the defeat, and so he keeps on fighting a battle that has already been decided. He cannot win. While there will always be evil in the world, our Lord promises his strength whenever evil is near. As we walk with him, he will strengthen our feeble legs and give courage to troubled hearts. If the grave could not contain Jesus, neither should we fear that any bonds in this life will be able to contain us. The devil may threaten and prowl and roar, but he is finished. Deliver us from evil. Luther says, we pray in this petition that finally, when our last hour has come, our Father in heaven would grant us a blessed end and graciously take us from this vale of tears to himself in heaven. Interesting, isn't it? How evil is finally overcome by that which we view as evil itself. St. Paul himself refers to death as the final enemy that is to be destroyed. Yet the grace of God is this: that death, which is punishment for our sin, is made to be the ultimate deliverer from evil. Will Satan assail us even here? Of course he will. He will remind you of your sins. He will try to tell you that God would not want anyone in heaven who has so miserably failed. He will lay upon you every guilt trip that he can. But the cross covers it all. Over every sin that is brought to mind, the words canceled, forgiven, are written. Our Lord will assure you then also, for this too I have died. You and every Christian can respond in that hour, Jesus lives, the victory's won. So you can expect that blessed end in which you are delivered from every evil to body and soul. And say, Lord, let at last thine angel come. To Abram's bosom bear me home, that I may die unfearing. And in earth's narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep, until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see, O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end.